find a comfortable position. And settle down. And focus on your breath. Try to breathe deeply, slowly, so that your body can start to relax. Whatever thoughts might come up, just slowly bring your attention back to the breath. Relax your body. If you feel any tension in any area of your body, just direct your breath at that area and just intend for calmness and peace to return. So that you can find quiet. You might notice that in times like this, even when you're quiet, the quiet looks a little bit different than usual. And that's because in the unconscious, there are different potentials and possibilities that are being calculated, even though you might not be aware of it, but you're just going to bring yourself back to that quiet place within your body and allow all that tension within your nervous system to be released by your breath. So every time you exhale, you can imagine like any negativity, any tension, any fear is just being removed from your body, being removed from your system. You're coming back to base. You're coming back to reality, the reality that's true within you. The reality that's the base of all thoughts and all feelings and all experiences. The quiet within, the source. So with your breathing, try to come back to source, come back to empty, come back to calm. Feel settled. Focus on your heart, wherever you imagine it to be. Try to reassure your heart. Try to remind your heart that currently you're safe, that you're fine. Everything is fine. Your imagination might have images that don't seem fine, but you are fine. And so our heart, when it sees our imagination presenting scenarios, it assumes they are real. And so we want to make sure that we remind our heart that the imagination is presenting potential scenarios, but they're not real. And so therefore, our heart is safe. That potential did not happen. It didn't take place. It's not real to us. And so our heart is completely protected is fully safe. All our heart needs to be safe is oxygen to breathe, food to eat, and some sleep. And so therefore, our heart is completely safe. And the imagination that's been so busy calculating different potentials and possibilities is coming back to give comfort to the heart, to acknowledge the truth, to come back and get rooted within reality. This is a time where we need to be closer to ourselves in order to protect our mind, our imagination, from creating unnecessary fear, from creating unnecessary doubt, from creating unnecessary anxiety, because none of these things are necessary. Sometimes they will appear as we experience life, but they're not necessary. And so, to the extent that we can avoid them, we want to avoid them. And avoiding them means not drawing those images within our imagination. To give our imagination happy, calming, and reassuring thoughts. And to give our imagination productive activities to keep busy with, and to give our imagination these moments of returning to quiet so that it can remember its power, so that it can remember how much it affects the body, how much it affects our emotions, how much it affects our interactions with the people around us. And so, this is a way to refresh the imagination, to come back to quiet, and to realize how vividly the imagination paints realities that are not true at present. They're not real. Just imagined. So as your imagination comes back to the energy field of your body, it can bring calm, it can bring peace. It's like a parent coming home to his family. To give them reassurance, to remind them that they are fine, that everything is fine, that they're safe, that there's somebody looking out for them. And this gives us the strength to be that mature adult that remembers how to stay calm and real, and not to get overtaken by the images, by the potentials, by the possibilities. When we allow our imagination to take off, when we allow ourselves to hallucinate, it's like we're suspended in mid-air. We have nothing to hold on to. We have no reality. We're like in the middle of a sea. Imagination is like a sea. And it can get stormy. And it can be big waves. that carry us up and down. And then as we come back to the quiet, it's like we're coming down to the ground. We're letting gravity take us back until our feet are stable on the ground. And from there, we can find safety. From there, we can remember. There, we can rediscover the meanings of things. From there, we can try to figure out what's really within our best interest. How should we proceed? So this is an exercise that should be done as often as possible. Whenever we feel we get overwhelmed, to come focus on our breathing and remember. Remember that you are creating your thoughts. Remember that those thoughts are not real, they report to you. And you want to send your thoughts as messengers to do what's ultimately in your best interest. And fear, sadness, despair is not in your best interest. It weakens our imagination. And then it becomes more difficult to remember. It becomes more difficult to draw satisfying images of reality. So we come back to